Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thank you, Steve. Yellowstone was the first national park ever created in America in 1872, and for good reason. It is a diverse, spectacular natural recreation area. To say it is awe-inspiring is an understatement. There is an opportunity for you to immerse yourself in all that Yellowstone offers by getting paid to work there next summer. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. My guest today is Christine Mukahilahila, the Human Resources Director for Delaware North, a federal contractor that staffs the food service concessions and retail stores at Yellowstone National Park. She's looking for several hundred full and part-time people to work 32 to 40 hours per week as cooks, cashiers, managers, supervisors, and people to stock the shelves. Work campers are needed from April to October and can work an entire season or a shorter 60-day stint. In exchange, workers are paid and they receive discounts at any of the company's 12 stores within the park. There are RV sites available at the park as well. They aren't free, but the pay you can earn more than covers the cost to rent them. Plus, the company and park staff organize some other perks for work campers throughout the season. I don't want to steal all of her thunder, so please welcome Christine Mukahilahila to the show to talk about work camping at Yellowstone National Park. Thanks for joining us today, Christine. I really appreciate it. Tell us a little bit about who Delaware North is and what it does.
We are actually a worldwide company. We base ourselves in hospitality. We have several different units or divisions between our locations. So we operate casinos, hotels, stadiums is one of our biggest. And then we also operate within the parks system, whether it's outside of the national parks or outside of state parks. And some of us even have contracts to operate within the national park. And so that's where we are. We're Yellowstone National Park, and we operate 12 general stores in Yellowstone National Park, throughout the park, actually. And we are a retail operation. We have about a $36 million revenue stream usually every year. And we are just in it to have a good time while we're here in Yellowstone and to also experience some of the outstanding. We're here in Yellowstone mostly to obviously sell products, but we are here to allow our associates to have a great time and live and work in Yellowstone.
So when you're working with work campers, you're just primarily staffing Yellowstone National Park, or are you also looking for work campers in other places?
For my position is specifically for Yellowstone National Park and finding awesome work campers to work with us in our general stores.
Very good. Yellowstone's one of my favorite places to visit. It's very crowded in the summer, so I like to go in the shoulder seasons. How long have you been there?
I actually have been in the Yellowstone area for about 20 years. My first summer season was in 2000, I believe. I keep forgetting. I'm getting too old sometimes. Mm-hmm. But I did work within the interior for about 10 years, took some time off to go home to Hawaii, and then just have returned with Delaware North for the last 5 years or so because they're a great company. I enjoy Yellowstone. I love the hiking and everything that I can do here. So I'd say it's about 20 years.
My goodness. That must be a good position to be at. And so as human resources director, you're responsible for hiring work campers at Yellowstone then. What kinds of jobs do they typically do?
Our work campers, we have a variety. And so mainly we have cashiers, our customer service associates. We have food service associates. We have some supervisory positions for those that are have supervisory experience in their past lives. And then also we do have a few positions that are management. And we're always looking for those who love to cook. You don't have to be a trained cook, but we do have positions for those that love to cook. And that pretty much about covers most of our positions.
You don't hire people to do equipment rentals and things like that in the parks?
We do not do that. That's okay. Another concessioner within the park.
Okay, very good. Very good. So is there any specific qualifications that these people or these jobs will require other than being good people persons? You said that the supervisors and managers would have...
Being good human. I'm so sorry. I talked over you. I'm all about being good humans. And that's pretty much a sense of adventure to be in Yellowstone. But mostly it's just be a good human in order to have a good time with our fellow associates, as well as serve our guests.
Are you looking for people to work full-time jobs or part-time jobs?
Mostly we do ask for full-time. We are looking for between 32 and 40 hours. We normally schedule 40 hours, especially in the shoulder seasons, but can be a little more flexible in June, July, and August, because we do hire students from other countries and our own U.S. college students.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so when people are hired, they work just pretty much that job? Or would you expect that a cashier would be a cashier one day and a food service worker the next?
For us, we like to keep our associates within the same position. If they're willing to help out in another position, that would be fantastic. But for the most part, we try to keep everyone busy in the position that we hire them into, whether it be cashier, food service, supervisor, stocking associate. We just try to keep folks in that same position, mostly because of training. We have specific ways to do those positions, and sometimes it can take a little bit to learn those positions.
I can imagine. Especially when you're trying to learn them when there are 1,000 guests standing in line.
Exactly.
Yes.
They kind of stand there and look at you a little bit.
That's right. That's right. So when you're scheduling people, are they working typically 6 to 8 hours a shift or 4 to 5 days a week?
Yes. We do work split shifts, which a lot of our work campers and our retirees and early retirees love this. So we work 3 or 4 hours on one shift, and then you get 3 or 4 hours off, and then come back for 3 or 4 hours. So if you think about it, we kind of run 4 shifts. And if you're scheduled for the first shift, then you'll be scheduled for the third shift as well. So the first shift's, you know, anywhere between 7 to 11:30, maybe 12. Then you'll come back about, I would say about 3 o'clock, 3:30. To finish. So again, we do have 4 style of shifts, basically. And so you'll do 1 and 3 or 2 and 4. And again, that gives you time off in the middle of the day and then in the evening to still do a bunch of fun things while you're in the park.
I would love that kind of flexibility. You know, especially as somebody who's my age, I'm 59, I would love to work 3 to 4 hours and then take a nice nap for 3 to 4 hours and come back and do another 3 to 4.
And that's what our work campers say as well, is that that's one reason why they do come work with us, is because they do have that flexibility, especially if you hear that there's a bear jam near your location. And if you're working a straight 8-hour shift, you might miss that opportunity. Having that time off in between, you may have an opportunity to go see the bear jam, you know, and go see the bears.
Yeah, you have to explain what a bear jam is. Anybody who's driven through Yellowstone knows what a bear jam is, but people who might not have been there yet are probably wondering what the heck that is.
So we have not only bear jams, we have bison jams, we have elk jams. So we call those affectionately jams, but it's when one of the bears is off of the road, one of the elk or bison is off of the road, and it kind of stops traffic because some people have never seen a bear in the wild, an elk in the wild, or even a bison in the wild, and it's fascinating. So you want to take pictures and experience the whole thing, but that backs up traffic behind you. So we call those jams, kind of like a traffic jam.
Oh, yes.
But absolutely. Just more fun.
Absolutely. The last time I was at Yellowstone, I was in my motorhome and I encountered a bison jam on the highway. And those animals weren't on the highway. They were meandering down the road itself and at about 3 miles an hour and causing quite a backup. But it was really fun to see. So do the work campers typically work 5 days a week then? And do they those days vary or is it pretty much a set schedule?
We do our best to keep the schedule set. We do offer the 2 consistent days off. And we do work with our couples. So if we have a couple that comes in, we will do our best to give them the same or similar shifts and the same days off. And we actually do give preference to our couples with the days off as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we can expect to work 4 to 5 days. As I mentioned, we have the shoulder seasons that sometimes we don't have enough workers, and that's why we're starting our recruiting early for our shoulder seasons. And we can typically see 40 hours a week on the shoulder season.
Okay, that's fair enough. And what kinds of things are you expecting from the work campers? Are there any specific character traits that you're looking for?
We're just looking for fun, hardworking associates that don't mind having to help out some of our younger associates. Some of those younger associates are, this is their first job. They've never been away from home. And sometimes they need a little guidance on work ethic. And so sometimes it's helpful to have the experience that we see from our work campers to kind of take on that role of helping develop them. Not in a supervisory sense, but just as a caring coworker, basically. And a lot of our work campers are delighted with our students because they end up missing their grandkids or their kids, and here they have kind of substitute kids and grandkids. And so a lot of our young ones look up to our work campers as grandparents and parents, and it kind of gives them that they're not so homesick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it would be kind of fun too because many of your students are, like you said, coming from overseas. So you get to experience their culture and the things that they like and learn about them and where they live.
Absolutely. And we even have a couple of work campers that are going to the Dominican Republic to visit some of their students. And then we have one that's actually going to Mongolia to actually visit this student's parents.
Wow.
And they've been invited to this student's house.
Now, that's a fun story to tell.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Absolutely. So hopefully we'll have some good stories coming back from those folks that are visiting these countries mm-hmm. with our students.
You mentioned that you give preference to couples. Do you hire singles?
We do hire singles. We do have single RV sites. Sometimes we're limited on where we can put our single RVers just because of, you know, whether it's construction on a building and we don't have a dorm. So, of course, we'll try to fill as many positions with couples at that particular location. Say this year, next year, we'll need more lake associates because our dorm will be down. So that's why we're looking for extra work campers to come and work with us. But yes, we absolutely hire single RVers as well. And we do have several different choices where we can put our single RVers.
Okay. And you look for people of all ages and backgrounds?
All ages, all backgrounds, all fun, all any experience level.
Sure. What kind of perks do you offer to the work campers?
So for our work campers, we do have RV sites available. We have RV sites at virtually every single location that we have. We do have a few sites that are smaller stores, and it's a little farther to travel from the RV park to the store. no farther than two miles, so not too bad. And we offer, in most of our locations, we do have comfort stations, which have bathrooms, laundry, showers, things like that in our RV parks. And then we have some that require contained RVs, which don't and those parks don't have comfort stations at all. So we would need to make sure that our associates would have their own self-contained RV at those locations.
Okay.
We also offer 30% discount on all of our merchandise, except for tobacco, alcohol, cameras, and camera items and jewelry. But we offer 30% discount at all of our stores, any one of the 12 stores. And let's see what else. We have employee appreciation days. We have associate fun days where we give out T-shirts to wear for that day. Our associate fun days this year were Aloha Friday. So we had Aloha shirts made up for everyone, and we passed those out. We also celebrate Christmas in August. And we just have a lot of different fun, exciting, different types of things. We have dress up for Halloween. We had art day, so wear your favorite artist shirt day. Just a lot of different fun things throughout the summer.
That's neat. And what kind of commitment are you looking for from the work campers?
We're looking for all of our associates and not just work campers. We're looking for at least 60 days so that we can adequately staff our stores. We're also very open to having our associates, let's say our work campers want to come April and May and then leave June, July, August, then maybe come back in September, October. We're happy to do that too. So we're very flexible in our scheduling and in our work agreements. And we'll work with virtually everyone, provided we're looking for those who can give us the longest time in the park, but at least 60 days.
Okay. And the park is open from April until October. I believe it gets plenty of snow, so there's probably not a lot of visitors at that point.
We actually have quite a lot that like to see those fall colors. The park this year, for example, opened on April 19th, and it'll close November 3rd. And so our stores, we will at least have one store open at that whole entire time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, yes, it can be a little cold at times. Those coming at those shoulder times, we do recommend, you know, bringing insulation for their hoses or disconnecting at night. But for the most part, the fall season isn't as bad with snow, or there's not a whole lot of snow buildup as there is in the spring. And our maintenance team is fantastic. They go in and they clean out all of the sites for our associates before it's time for them to come, and make sure that all of the utilities are available.
Do you make propane available for the work campers to purchase?
We don't, but there is a vendor in the park. They're based out of Gardner, Montana, and they actually will make trips as long as you schedule ahead of time. They'll make and have the account with them. They'll come into the park anytime you need to refill your propane. We also have our Yellowstone service stations that do sell the 10-gallon, I think they're 5-gallon, 10-gallon, the smaller propane tanks. They actually do exchange. And then one of our RV parks has built-in propane that we meter.
Okay. Very good. Very good. People can make you're making hiring decisions right now for next spring. Is that what I heard you say?
We are actually, we will have all of our applications posted no later than November 1st. I'm shooting for an October 15th posting of all of the positions available, but they all will be available November 1st for any candidates who would like to apply for the 2020 season. And we do our best to get through them as quickly as possible. As you can imagine, we do get a couple thousand a year, but we will get back to every single person and hopefully interview every single person that we can. And we usually have the majority of our hiring completed by mid-February.
Okay, very good. And the interviews are done online or over the phone?
They're done over the phone.
Okay, that's easy enough. That sounds like a great opportunity mm-hmm. for somebody to come and spend a summer with or in one of the largest, most popular, most scenic national parks in America. And the one perk that we really haven't talked about is if you're staying at one of the campgrounds in the park, it is not uncommon to wake up to find that it has been invaded by a bunch of bison or elk, right? They just sort of sit there and make the campground. Yeah, that is.
That is absolutely a true statement. And in some areas, you may get woken up by a bear as well. We had 3 bear sightings in our tower location, and we had 2 bear sightings in our canyon location. We lost our resident grizzly that used to kind of greet everyone as they pulled into the RV park. And he was, I think he was 35 years old.
Aww.
So he's been replaced by another grizzly that's come in and kind of ends up greeting everybody as they come into the RV park. So, this springtime, we just, advise caution as folks are exiting their RVs.
Okay, super. And the work campers, they're not involved in checking people in and out of the campgrounds, are they? Or cleaning those kinds of things? That's a different vendor?
That is a different vendor. So with our employee RV parks, we have one location that has a camp host. The others do not.
Okay.
It's sort of kind of neighborly and community oriented where everyone takes care of things themselves. We do remove the snow, but for the most part, we ask each of our associates to, leave the RV site the way they came in.
Sure. Do you have any last minute advice for people who would be considering becoming a work camper or wanting to work at Yellowstone?
I really don't, other than if you have a sense of adventure and you've never been here before, or if you've been here 100 times before. It's still different every single time I go into the park. I see something brand spanking new that I hadn't noticed before, and it just makes me giggle in my car every time I go into the park. And I think that it's a fantastic way to spend a summer and be able to stay longer, basically. A lot of folks come for 4 or 5 days, and it's just not enough. But a summer, probably pretty good.
Right. That's exactly what I was going to say, is that I've only been to Yellowstone a couple of times and I just whiz right through. And I know there are things that are kind of out of the way that are even more spectacular than the main tourist attractions. And being a work camper would just give people that opportunity to be right there on site for many, many months to be able to take advantage of all those opportunities.
I agree with that 100%. That's kind of what we shoot for and kind of the things that we hope our work campers and all of our associates enjoy their time in the park.
Very good. Well, thank you, Christine. I really appreciate the time. Wish you the best of luck in the final couple of weeks of the season and in 2020 with a whole new batch of work campers.
Well, I appreciate you letting me come on. I appreciate that. Very much. I'm so excited about being in Yellowstone, so figured I'd share that with everybody.
I've been to Yellowstone National Park several times, once in the fall and the other the week the park opened in mid-April. Both were memorable visits for the scenery I saw and the diverse wildlife scattered throughout the park. I saw my first elk in the wild at Yellowstone. He was a majestic beast that was eyeing up 2 cows wandering nearby. I also saw my first bison in the wild at Yellowstone. I went to the park hoping to see just 1 bison, but they are plentiful. They often cause natural traffic jams as they either cross the road or wander down the road itself right next to the cars. Old Faithful Geyser certainly lived up to its name, erupting scalding water many feet into the air to the delight of tourists gathered to witness the geological event. But these are things everyone gets to see at Yellowstone. I can't imagine what people who work at the park for several months get to see on their days off. By forming relationships with park rangers, work campers undoubtedly get directed to some spectacular out-of-the-way parts of the park that rarely get visitors. There's enough to do inside the park without venturing into Montana or Wyoming. It would certainly be an unforgettable season. Working for Delaware North would be an excellent way to spend a few months or an entire season work camping among some of the natural wonders of the world. I'd like to thank Christine Makahilahila for taking time to talk about work camping opportunities available at Yellowstone National Park. If you're interested in this type of job, you should apply now by visiting careers.DelawareNorth.com. Whether it's running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, WorkCamper News can give you information to help you plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.WorkCamperNews.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's episode. On Thursday, I'll interview a couple who's been to 7 different work camping jobs from Maine to Florida and several places in between. Thanks for joining us today. We'll see you next time on The Work Camper Show.